Alva Dootmars was actually happily in New York and America and quite successful there. And when he got initiated by Gurudev, he was surprised. He said, "What service do you want from me?" He said, "Take Guru Maharaj to Russia." Guru Maharaj's conception. Avadhut Maharaj had no plans to return to Russia, actually, if you ask him. He was in New York and really things were going well there. But Gurudev said, "Take Guru Maharaj and his conception to Russia." So immediately, and they got Vijay initiated, Satya, and they started the program from America to preach in Russia. And Sri Guru and His Grace, etc., and the rest, as they say, is history. But so in the future, Gurudev, he would be praising Vijay Raman Prabhu, who will turn 80 in a few days.
I wanted to say that Vijay Raman, he's in a few days on the 8th, isn't it?
Yes,
I think. It will be his 80th birthday. So, you know, sometimes...
Let me just finish this part.
But you see athletes on television, they go, "Hello, Mom." I just want to say, if Vijay Raman is watching this, my dandavats to Vijay Raman, that...
I call him the father of the father of the Russian mission.
So, you know, I want to express that I am remembering him.
Yes.
And am praying at his lotus feet, you know, to be able to serve him. Because he's serving the Russian mission.
And Gurudev, when he would be in India and Calcutta, deciding to go to Russia, he would say, "I'm going to stay with Vijay Raman." He didn't say, "I'm going to Russia." I'm going to stay with Vijay Raman Prabhu. And the last few visits, he didn't even leave Petersburg and go to Moscow. He stayed in Petersburg. How much happy he was to be there. And then he would give so much credit to Vijay Raman Prabhu and Avadhut Maharaj for the Russian mission, as they deserve. But interestingly, Avadhut Maharaj and Vijay, they would say, "We're just following your order." In the following your order, that's how all this happened. That's where all the potency came from and all the success, as you gave this order, and we dedicated ourselves to following that simple order. He didn't give, as Maharaj said, explicit directions about it. He only said this: take Guru Maharaj's conception to Russia. Everything else they did. They used their intelligence and their resources to fulfill that order and do that seva. So they give all the credit to Gurudev, he gives all the credit to them. Welcome to the Krishna consciousness movement.
Correct me if I'm wrong, but I also heard, you know, while Avadhut Maharaj was successful in New York, those of us who know Vijay Raman, he's really a strong person. He, at 80 years old, he can do yoga very...
He just came back from trekking in the Himalayas.
Yeah. And I went with him once to Vrindavan. We were on the train from Calcutta, which was several days.
Yeah.
Because it's a slow train. And he doesn't speak hardly any English, at least he didn't then, and I didn't speak any Russian, so. But I could communicate with him the entire trip.
I know. He has a mystic potency that when he speaks Russian to me, I can understand what he's saying.
And I said to, I said to him, we're in a moving train, and I said to him, "So you know yoga," and he went like this. Rubbed his hands together, and in the middle of the moving train, did a handstand with his feet in the air. He's an old, at that time, even then, he's an older man, you know.
Yes.
But he could do these things very, very wonderfully. Anyway, that just, and as Avadhut Maharaj was successful in... This is where I may be wrong, but I heard while Avadhut Maharaj was successful in New York, Vijay Raman, who's really old school, has said he opened a successful ice cream parlor in
Manhattan.
Or, no, it's, oh. I thought it was in St. Peter's.
Oh, in St. Petersburg.
Does anyone know about that?
No. About
what?
Restaurant, like Jagannath Express or another
no,
one?
No,
separate.
Yeah, separate.
Uh-huh. I heard it was, but there was specializing in ice cream, I heard.
It's a different enterprise now. Yes, you're correct.
Uh-huh.
There was an ice cream place.
I see.
And
a cafe. Uh-huh.
So he's a visionary. He may have been around during the time of the Soviet Union, but he is with the times.
Yeah.
Ice cream, that is where it's at.
The emperor of ice cream.
It was more than that, it was the first ever soft cream
parlor. Uh-huh.
It was a what?
Soft cream, like
first
Mr. Softy.
Ever.
Ooh, that makes him pretty advanced.
And I know, the first time I went to Russia was in 1977, and we were going on Nevsky Prospect in St. Petersburg, and Vijay Raman was the chef at a hotel near there. So it means, and Avadhut Maharaj and Satyasundar Prabhu were little boys, so it's possible that our paths crossed at that time. Because I told Vijay where my hotel was, and he goes, oh, I was right near there, cooking in another hotel. Anything's possible.